It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Let's get your gambling fix from our dear friend Danny Burke at Danny Burke 5, Burke's Beat Podcast. And, of course, his articles, burksbeat.com, where you can go. Danny, welcome to the show. Thanks for jumping in. How's your Thursday going?
It's going good, yeah. Doing fine over here. I know last I was on, we were talking about the Kentucky Derby, and I'd mentioned to you guys that I hadn't looked at the horses. And then after I was on, noticed there was a Mystic Dan, had to throw a little piece on that, literally just based on the name. And we ended up on top. So finally get a pony to win for your boy during the Kentucky Derby. So we're feeling all right this week, guys.
Well, there was enough bourbon at Iowa Russ's party. I was feeling fine despite the the finish. I don't even remember what horse I picked. That's how good the party was. So good for you, Danny, as you nailed the Kentucky Derby. How have the NBA playoffs and NHL postseason treated you so far? Any likes tonight with the NBA?
Yeah, well, the last bet that I made in the NBA was a couple nights ago. The first game between the Thunder and the Mavericks, which we'll get game two happening later tonight. I went with Oklahoma City laying 3 in that game. And honestly, a couple of reasons why is because the home court advantage, and it's going to be big for both of these teams, but primarily the Thunder, they do such a great job of showing up and showing out and being very bombastic and loud and supporting their group. A lot of these home courts do, but the Thunder, especially as a youthful, inexperienced team, really rely on that. And they also rely on their three-point shooting, which Dallas defensively is fine, allowing their opponents to shoot a lot of their attempts from back there. Oklahoma City made, what, over 48% of their triples? So that certainly was a benefit. A lot of their bench production was a benefit. And that's kind of why I liked them in that first game, thinking that they'd get off to that good start, ride that momentum. And then the other side of it, too, is Dallas, and we saw this happen against the Clippers, is a team that needs to get accustomed to the game flow, accustomed to their opponent, take a little bit to make these adjustments, and then work on it. The Thunder have one of the better defenses coming into the playoffs, and they put that on display in game one against the Mavericks as well. I mean, how they were able to really force Luka into tougher situations. You bring the double team and force some of those role players to make those shots outside of Kyrie. That's how you get to Dallas. Now the question is, all right, how are the Mavericks going to scheme against that in game number two? And that's going to be fascinating to find out. I haven't made a play in this game. I would lean a little bit toward taking the points at 5 with Dallas, just assuming they're going to make some of those adjustments. Their offense will be better. And then simultaneously, OKC is not going to almost shoot 50% from 3. And then I'd almost consider the total going over if you think the Mavericks are going to cover, because Dallas hasn't had that great of a defense. They got better once they brought in Gafford, once they brought in PJ Washington. They're still about middle of the pack in a lot of regards. So I think the Thunder will get their work done offensively. Dallas will improve on that side of the ball, and then the total will end up going over. And then if you're considering a prop, the only thing I'd look at, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 6.5 assists because of the liable defense that the Mavericks present and all the offensive weapons. I think SGA will get focused on even more so, as he should, and then that will lead to more assist opportunities for him. He leads the team with 11.4 potential assists this postseason, had 9 in the first game, and you're getting plus money to the over 6.5. Maybe something to throw a little bit of cheese on, something to consider.
It's Danny Burke with us here, Burke's Best Bets. And Danny, before we get to the NHL game tonight between the Avs and the Stars, which I am going to ask you about, let's fast forward to tomorrow night and keep it in the NBA. My Nuggets, does the long layoff help them? Are the Nuggets on their deathbed? What's your take on game 3 between Minnesota and Denver tomorrow night?
Man, I'm hoping and pleading with your Nuggets that they could come through, Elijah, because I've made a couple of bets on this series to go long. I bet on it to end in game 7 and then in game 6, and they were both plus money prices over plus 200. So if one of them hits, I'm going to make profit one way or the other. But obviously, Denver being down two games is not set up nicely for my play here. So again, I'm really hoping the Nuggets can come through. But all signs indicate that it's going to be Minnesota all the way. I'm not completely ready to discount Denver because they still are arguably the best team. I know they haven't looked like it the last two games, and now you're going in a tougher road environment with Minnesota, who appears to have more depth, which they do. And I think that needed to be understood by a lot of the national media heading into the postseason and in this series, because remember last year they didn't have Naz Reid, who won Sixth Man of the Year. They didn't have Jaden McDaniels. And a lot of the members of the Nuggets team from last year in that first round played Minnesota. They beat them in a gentleman's sweep, but several players said that was their toughest matchup of that championship run. You have the emerging superstar in Edwards plus those two guys. It's not shocking to see them do a lot better, but I do expect a bounce back from Denver in the sense of them being able to keep it close. If I'm going to do something, haven't done anything yet, but what I've been monitoring is the total for this game. It's pretty low, about 204, somewhere around there. I'm going to keep seeing if it keeps dipping, because if Denver is going to keep it close, certainly they have to score more than they have the past two games, and I think that's going to lead to this game being a tad bit higher scoring.
And Danny, the little bit of insight I can give you, this comes from some journalists in and around the Nuggets, is that the big focus this week has been getting off to a good start for the Nuggets. They haven't done that really yet this postseason right. In any games. If the Nuggets get off to a start that looks like the Nuggets, I might look at the Nuggets money line personally. If they get off to a start in the first 6 minutes, that is closer to what we expect from this Denver Nuggets team. Danny, to flip it over to NHL tonight, are you riding in game two with Michael Dickson's Dallas Stars or Elijah Herbel's Colorado Avalanche? I think you know a guy who supports each side. Who are you going to make happy and who are you going to make sad with your pick here?
Unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to make you a little sad tonight, Elijah. And look, I mean, again, I haven't gone out there and touted this play with Dallas or anything like that. But in hockey, I haven't been going as crazy and as I have in years past. But Dallas, I was a big fan of this team last year. You have a young emerging goalie in Jake Oettinger, who you've been waiting to really burst at the seams of being a top-tier tender. And you've seen that from him throughout this postseason, obviously through the regular season. And their depth is just so nice from Dallas. They got the home crowd behind them. The market showing them a little support in their matchup tonight against Colorado. I know how prolific this Avalanche team can be on the offensive side, but the goaltending advantage to me definitely goes with Dallas. You bring in the home ice, and then the depth I also very much like with Dallas and overall defense. I got to go with the Stars, my man. I'm sorry. I hate to go against you, Elijah. You know I'm typically trying to get on your side. I'll support you with the Nuggets. I'm leaning against you here with your Avalanche.
It's fair. It's a good Stars team. It's a win for the Avs to get one in Dallas before you bring him back to altitude. I'm not sure you're necessarily wrong. I hope you are. But you know what? I don't blame you.
Danny, a thought here before we say goodbye with where this Knicks-Pacers series is going. I know it's 2-0 New York. Do the Pacers strike back any value in what's going to happen here in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I'm expecting the Pacers to bounce back. And even aside from the injuries we witnessed in game two, I've been banking on the Pacers to bounce back, because I was planning on the Knicks to win game one and then look to take +2.5 on the series spread with the Pacers, which I did give out, meaning they'd have to win the series or lose in 7 or 6 games. They have more depth. No, their defense isn't as good, but at some point, Tom Thibodeau and how much pressure he puts on these guys is going to wane, especially on the road. So I like the Pacers in those two road spots regardless. Now, you know, Brunson's a little bit banged up. Mitchell Robinson's still questionable. OG Anunoby is out. I like the Pacers to win the next two games. Don't love laying 7 with them, though. I think that's still a tad bit too high because of their defensive vulnerabilities, but I think they win the next two games.
Daddy, 15 seconds. How can folks find you? How can they check the podcast out? How can they find your work online?
Berksbeat.com, the website for a bunch of articles. Also post a link to my podcast there. Spotify and Apple, if you want to search it. Berksbeat is the name. And on Twitter, @DannyBurk5. Always appreciate you, fellas.
You're awesome, Danny. We'll come see you at Wrigley soon. All right?
Yes, sir. I'm counting on it, guys. I got a couple of seats and beers saved for you.
There we go. There's Danny Burke.